Are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Arden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, celebrating 20 years of indie music for indie kids. Music here from They Might Be Giants. It's apartment 4.
I live up in apartment 4. I'm on the very next floor. The number's right on the door. If you ever get bored, come knock on my door. The one with the
basket of flowers, and I got to carry you home.
One of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands in this family music world, that is Lunch Money, You Were a Basket of Flowers. And I still remember Molly Ledford from Lunch Money talking. She was so excited about that song before Apartment 4 from They Might Be Giants, which I liked, but I hadn't really paid super close attention to, which tells you what Molly is all about, and about how it's such a perfect distillation of how kids think about friendship. She has a whole, they have a whole album, Lunch Money does, about basically that concept as well. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. I'm Bill Childs with you every week. We're still kind of celebrating our 20th anniversary. It was between last week's show and this week's show. August 13th was the actual 20th anniversary. But I'm going to continue celebrating some of my favorites over the 20 years. And right here is one of them. It's Frances England from her Fascinating Creatures album, which showed up in the mail on a home burned CD. She'd recorded it in somebody's apartment for her preschool. Thought, I'll send it out to some people. And she's had a pretty successful career as a kids musician since then. It's Frances England with Tricycle.
Tricycle, tricycle, I love you with all my might. Tricycle, tricycle, I ride you morning and night. Shining amber bars and a bright loud bell. Slick black tires that love to excel. My heart starts racing when I see a hill. I hold on tight because no one likes to spill. Tricycle, tricycle, I love you with all my might. Tricycle, tricycle, I ride you morning and night. I ride the Tour de France in my underpants. Out to West chasing Lance. Pedal faster and close the gap. At 100 miles an hour, there's no time for naps. Tricycle, tricycle, I love you with all my might. Tricycle, tricycle, I ride you morning and night. Everyone has sailed to victory. Tricycle, tricycle, I love you with all my might. Tricycle, tricycle, I ride you morning and night.
Somebody heard them say, if a horse can be a star, think how dumb the people are, we'd better fly away. Then they shook their little green antennas, scratched their purple hair, said this planet is an awful menace, let's go back to where we came from. Little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Said it's too peculiar here, headed for the stratosphere, and quickly flew away.
Field in Brooklyn when the Dodgers played a baseball game.
Hey!
Heard all the screaming, said we must be dreaming, cause this planet is in
sand.
During their mission, heard a politician making speeches as they traveled by.
Gabble, gabble, gabble. But they departed faster than they started, 'cause the hot air blew them sky high.
Two little men in a flying saucer flew down to Earth one day. Listened to a radio, saw a television show, and said, "Let's fly away." They got their fill of commercial jingles, and they were heard to say, "All the people seem to be living in a nursery. We'd better fly away." Traveled all around, and once they'd seen us, said, "Let's head for space. We were better off on Mars and Venus. Goodness, what a place to live in." Two little men in a flying saucer just didn't care to stay.
No, no.
Crossed a crowded thoroughfare,
saw the hats the women wear,
and quickly flew away. One look and then they flew away.
Little man in a flying saucer. Little man in a flying saucer. Little man in a flying saucer.
Rise, rise, and open your eyes.
Rise to the moment, rise to the occasion. Open your eyes, recognize there's greatness within your reach. You should seize it, you should take it. Can you see it? Can you taste
destiny?
Hard work and the planner, that's a recipe for success that'll launch you where them blessings be. The road to riches, though, that's where them testers be. But I'm focused that you're not stressing me. A lot of pride plus a lot of confidence. And my job is to see what is not obvious. It's a pioneer, an entrepreneur. So I'ma work it out till it's smoother than velour, for sure. See, I'ma make it to the finish line. I got my second win, and now it's finish time. It's like spinach time, and I am Popeye. Stop short? No, not I.
Rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine. Yes, and rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine. Yeah.
Now you got nothing to lose, but to make you daily play like you got nothing to choose. You got nothing to lose, but to make you daily play like you got nothing to choose. Now, put your hands in the sky, waving side to side. We ain't going nowhere, we just waving bye-bye. To all of the haters, to all the haters, to all of the haters, say holla, see you later. Put your hands in the sky, waving side to side. We ain't going nowhere, we just waving bye-bye. To all of the haters, to all the haters, to all of the haters, say holla, see you later.
Rise, rise, and open your eyes. Now is the time for you to shine.
Family of bats that lived in a dark northern cave. They toiled and boiled, making gravy all day. About them the critics all raved. And they went, gravy, the store with a line out the door. Nobody could control themselves, and they went crazy truck to drive the gravy to Maine, to open up a second cafe. The truck jackknifed, 'cause bats can't drive. It attracted a crowd right away, and they had gravy, 'cause you can't believe it till you give it a taste. It's laying every other gravy to waste. The secret recipe is all shop right where they had crashed, a kilometer east of the lake. If you're patient enough, you can get on the list to attend the bat gravy buffet.
Recorded in our studios, it's Gustifer Yellow Gold doing Gravy Insane. Still miss Morgan Taylor, of course, so much. Saul Paul, recorded live at Studio 1A, part of the Austin Music Experience. His sort of breakout song, Rise. Ella Fitzgerald did Two Little Men and a Flying Saucer, and started off with Francis England with Tricycle. One of the very first bands we had come by the studio, and I think the first band that wasn't like a band that was aimed at children, was the Submarines. It was right when they were getting a bunch of attention. They did the song, maybe it was this song, now I don't remember which song it was, for an Apple ad, and they were coming by 93.9 The River, not long after we'd started with that as our home station, back, you know, 17 years ago or whatever, and they said, sure, we'll do some songs for a kids show. Had a great time chatting with them and recording this song. It's Swimming Pool, recorded in studio by the Submarines.
Can't be told when it's time to let it go. Oh, oh. Heavy is the heart filled so full with sorrow. Well, worry can't help a single thing, but when we're out of our heads, at least we're out in the open. The warning signs of a troubled mind, it's all the things we can't see. But when you kiss me in ways I've forgotten, love is a swimming pool with no bottom. It's got to hold on, the water is rising. All we ever want is to be loved, whether sun or stars above. All our trouble, all our toil is toward no greater earthly goal. So never mind what logic says, I say logic's a guy who ought to in love is a swimming pool with no bottom. We've got to hold on, the water is rising. Well, everyone spends a little time fighting the drift back out to the deep end. When I asked you to throw me a line, well, that's when you pulled me out by the heartstrings. Hey, yeah! We thought the weight of the world would have us sinking like a stone if we should ever lose our hold. But we rise to the surface the moment that we know there's nothing to fear down below. When you kiss me in ways I've forgotten, love is a swimming pool with no bottom. We've got to hold on.
We all do better when we all do better. That means everyone. All genders and colors just love one another. We'll have so much fun. We all do better when we all do better. That means everything. The lakes and the rivers, the streams and the critters, all that lives and breathes. We all do better when we all do better. That means everywhere. So go tell your neighbors and even the strangers, there's so much to share. Oh,
see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really sing, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dreams that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
I think I got pretty close there. His amazing, wonderful version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow / What a Wonderful World here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary, continuing to do so. That was a song we played on one of our very first shows, and it's popped up from time to time in the interim. Right now, though, we're at the point in the show when I need your help, friends. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly, I can hear you in the studio here. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" with roughly that intonation. Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. That's excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes.
Music here from the Fastbacks. It's One of These Things on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.